Over the remainder of this month, many workers across the country will be struggling to balance their usual responsibilities with following the big attraction that is the NCAA basketball tournament. Some estimates peg the cost of lost productivity from March Madness at over $1 billion. But some management experts don't think that means it should be banned from the workplace, like David Cadden, who is a professor of entrepreneurship and strategy at Quinnipiac University. He joins us from the school's campus in Hamden, Connecticut. Thanks for being with us, Professor.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So you contend that prohibiting employees from checking their March Madness brackets is bad for morale. If I were the owner of a company or a manager, how should I approach this with my employees?
There's a number of ways that you could approach it. One is, before it begins, there'd be a way of discussing with people what would be acceptable and unacceptable ways of pursuing their interest in how the games are going. Another way might be that you would actually have a television set up in a common area, such as, let's say, around the coffee machine. And that way, people from different elements of the organization could meet, discuss it. But there's almost a sense of self-limitation.
Now, what if I'm with a large company which has a strict policy about no personal use of the internet during work hours? Should I just overlook that, or should I whisper quietly, hey, it's okay, guys, if you do it?
That actually would be a violation if you have a strict policy of doing it. I think you have to recognize that people are going to violate that. There's also ways around this, and you have to appreciate that some of the video streaming services actually have a system where by hitting a few keystrokes, a dummy spreadsheet comes across your computer screen. The smart companies basically will turn a blind eye if they already have an existing policy of not utilizing the internet for personal use while at work.
And what about the other derivatives that go further than just following the games? What happens when people start tweeting how their brackets are doing? Do I have to tell them to stay off Facebook and Twitter? I mean, do I have to draw a line someplace?
No, I think basically you should have some type of policy ahead of time where people have an idea of what the limits are in terms of abusing that policy. You can't have an absolute policy given today's technology with the expectation that they really won't try to access it or tweet or go on Facebook, but basically you don't want them to abuse that. And that's your responsibility for creating an environment where people would recognize what would constitute abuse.
So you seem to be saying then that a happy employee who is unproductive is better than an angry employee who is unproductive.
Absolutely. Some people argue that happy employees are productive, whereas others would turn around and say, no, it's productivity that make them happy. I think a sour, disenchanted, low morale employee is more of a detriment to your organization. So sometimes you have to allow them to blow off some steam.
Let's turn this around. If I'm allowing employees to conduct personal business on company time, then is it okay for me to expect them to check company email and voice messages during off hours?
Oh, I think that goes without saying. I think that's already the standard and the norm.
And one more question. Who do you have in the Final Four this year?
Well, you know, that's always an embarrassing question because I don't follow sports outside of jousting whatsoever. So,
Professor David Cadden, a professor of entrepreneurship and strategy at Quinnipiac University, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.